This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday. Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed five people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All three cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. The United States and Britain on Wednesday pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv by their top diplomats. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced more than $700 million in humanitarian aid, while British Foreign Secretary David Lammy confirmed his country will provide another $782 million in assistance and loan guarantees.
This is the first time in well over a decade that a Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
Ukrainian officials used the occasion to renew their pleas to use Western-provided missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The New York City Fire Department held a solemn ceremony Wednesday to remember the 343 firefighters who died in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attack on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
As the sun set on 9/11, the New York City Fire Department pipes and drums performed in the shadow of the September 11th memorial, right outside FDNY 10 House, the only fire station at Ground Zero.
We don't want it to be forgotten what happened.
That's retired FDNY Lieutenant Jerry Murtha from Rescue 3, who's also with the band. He was here on 9/11.
Naturally, all eight of the guys we lost that day, but we wound up staying here for months and months and months, but I look at the streets here and I still get a tear in my eye talking about it.
The FDNY lost 343 members on 9/11. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
Officials in Southern California Wednesday said three major wildfires in the mountains east of Los Angeles torched dozens of homes and forced thousands of people to evacuate. At least a dozen people, mainly firefighters, have been treated for injuries that were mostly heat-related. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
At a briefing covered by KABC, Orange County Fire Chief Kevin Fetterman spoke about the challenges.
Some of these areas haven't burned in decades. The terrain and topography have presented extreme challenges.
Firefighters have been working in steep terrain in temperatures over 100 degrees, but cooler weather is expected for the rest of the week. As of Wednesday night, the airport fire had burned over 35 square miles and was 5% contained. The line fire had charred 57 square miles, but containment had reached 18%. A suspect's been arrested on suspicion of arson in that one. And the bridge fire was burning uncontained over 78 square miles, torching at least 33 homes and 6 cabins. I'm Ben Thomas.
In sports, a star player for the National Football League's Miami Dolphins admits he made mistakes when he was briefly detained by police during a traffic violation earlier this week. AB correspondent Gethin Kulbaum has that story.
Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is acknowledging that he could have handled himself better in the initial moments of a traffic stop last Sunday that left him handcuffed and pulled out of his car by police officers near the team's stadium. Hill also said he wants one of the officers involved in the incident dismissed from the police force. Hill said Wednesday that he wishes he did some things, quote, a bit differently, end quote, including leaving the window of his car down when officers instructed him to do so. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.